For the past several years, any money put into paving City of Bloomington streets has mostly been taken up by focusing on the busiest streets, such as Washington or Market. We learned yesterday on Sound Ideas that even spending $8 million a year for the next decade will only get those streets into average condition. But what about neighborhood streets? GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds picks up her interview with Public Works Director Jim Karch, who at one time investigated the idea of a city-owned and operated asphalt plant. If you did a market analysis and said to McLean County Communities, would you be interested in being a customer for an asphalt plant, Karch hedges whether there would be significant interest.
Yes and no. So here's what's interesting. You can have an asphalt plant. Who's getting the trucks to get it there? Who's the company that's placing the asphalt? And so what we're actually looking at Bloomington now, we actually are putting together a memo for administration and council's consideration, is making that transition to maybe we have our own paving operation. Maybe we as Bloomington right now, I give our employees immense credit. I don't think citizens realize the hard work that streets and sewers crews within the city of Bloomington do. They hand throw almost 3,000 tons of hot asphalt a year. That's almost 60,000 pounds of hot asphalt. And that is an incredible number. Anytime people drive on Main Street headed north, right over by City Hall, you'll see that dome-shaped building. That's where we store our salt for this community. That holds 6,000 tons of salt. So picture every year throwing half of that salt dome in hot asphalt. No matter how hot it gets, that hot asphalt can come out 300 degrees Fahrenheit. It is exceedingly hot. Our crews are working in that kind of conditions. And so we already have operations for our street patching, but the problem is our equipment's not set. I mean, for the level that we're doing it, our employees shouldn't be hand throwing this. We are to a point where we are going to be trying to make the case, and it's got to be a business case. It can't just be we want something. We have to be able to show we're cost effective with it. And I believe we can be. If we say, if we added a small paving equipment, we added the right size roller, can we be more cost effective per ton than an outside contract? If we can do that, we're trying to make sure we can say, then we need those resources so we can expand it. What's interesting in the city is that there are more miles, three times as many miles of local roads, small residential roads, as there are collectors and arterials. And most people may not know what that means. Big roads versus the small roads. When you're traveling down Washington Street, as opposed to Leland or whatever cul-de-sac you live on, those, the smaller roads are the Lelands and the cul-de-sacs. Those are the residentials. Washington, Oakland, Mercer, those are the collectors' arterials. We only have 80 miles of collectors and arterials. We have 240 miles of local roads. And we think as a city, I believe our staff, we're trying to put together the numbers that say, can we be cost effective with doing those lower volume streets?
And would you be using existing staff or would you have to add?
Great question. We would be going to council saying, we think it is cost effective because to actually add some staff. We're trying to make the case for that because we already have five people dedicated for our hot asphalt operations, for our patching operations. We've been to places like Wheaton, Illinois. We've taken field trips, even bringing some of our own staff, our crew leader, Jason Kennedy. He is I always call Jason out. He doesn't like it when I do that, but he's our crew leader with Streets and Sewers. And he runs that crew that throws hot asphalt on a daily basis. And so we brought him up to Wheaton along with some other staff and we looked at their operation and we think what they do is kind of what we're talking about. So instead of on Lafayette, anybody who drives Lafayette east of Maine, our crews did that by hand. Now the problem is we didn't have the right equipment. We're using a hand throwing operation with a small roller. The quality is not what our crews were happy with because it's too bouncy. It wasn't what they wanted. You need the right size equipment to do that size of an operation. And so because of the need, we're trying to look at doing things differently.
So what are we talking about in terms of cost? Have you laid that out yet?
We're trying to make the case for about $500,000. We think that's within the range that's a pilot program. What we're trying to talk about, we'll be trying to make this case, but kind of making that 3-year pilot program type case that says, if we can do this for 3 years, we have some hard data. Can we then show that we're cost effective? I firmly believe in my employees. I think they can do it. So, but it's one of those, we want to be able to show it numerically. You don't want to just say you're cost effective. You actually want to be able to show it with performance metrics.
You did buy one big piece of equipment that you've been using and and it was under the cultural arts, everybody's going to benefit, kind of almost like a joint purchase. There was a photo on the city's website of this.
I think you're talking about the Durapatcher,
yes,
is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, that's different than what we're talking about. What's always interesting with asphalt is you have brand new street, you have maintenance of streets, and then you have the low-end maintenance, the potholes, right? And so this Durapatcher is something a lot of other communities use. Right now, Parks is using it on their golf cart paths. We're sharing it with Parks. It's a shared departmental piece of equipment. I love that because it actually gets used more. But places like the township and the county are using them. But really what it is you can see it over on Empire, east of Veterans. The state of Illinois uses this piece of equipment, and it sprays down an emulsion like a black tar, and then you put the limestone chips, the white chips, over the top of it, and you do it in layers like a cake, so that it really is better than the cold patch. I always struggle with this, the throw and tap. Throw and smack, we call it. Our guys do a great job with it. I'm thankful that they do it, but it's just not the best use of our time.
So that's the fill the pothole with this black, shiny mixture and then roll it over.
Hopefully you roll it over. There's times when they can under traffic, but hopefully you can drive a truck wheel or something like that over it. But I mean, if it's humped at all, whenever you've got snow, it just, all the plows do are just pop that right out. And so that's just frustrating. It's frustrating for citizens. It's frustrating for our staff. And so we really want to try to get away from that where possible. For one, again, potholes are a symptom of a larger street condition. And so when you have as many as we do, that really is what we're doing isn't working. And so we have to change what we're doing.
We're talking with Jim Karch, who is the City of Bloomington Public Works Director. So we know in the last mayoral race, streets were a big issue. But what you're proposing is $500,000 pilot. And would that $500,000 cover your 3 years? Or are you saying
no, that's
$500,000
per year? And again, this is, we are still putting together that paperwork because we have yet to bring that. We're hoping to get that ready in the next 60 to 90 days to have that to our elected officials for consideration in the next budget year. So, but yeah, those are the kind of things that as a staff, we are trying to work on. Other things that we try to look at are pavement preservation. You talk about, whenever you get a new car, it's not as if you never maintain it. You change the oil, you watch the tire pressure. Imagine how ignorant that would be if you bought a new car. I'm not going to do anything with it until I sell it. And that might be 5 years. Well, the same thing is true with streets. If you don't maintain them, then they will fail prematurely. And so pavement preservation is a way for, pennies on the dollar to be able to put money into a street in between when it needs to be overlaid. It stretches the life of the pavement. And so we do right now, our program is two types of pavement preservation. One is Reclamite. It is applied right after you put down the hot asphalt, you resurface it. People will say, wait a second, why are you coming back in and putting some sand down right after you resurface it? I always love, it brings a smile to my face because it actually stretches the life of that pavement. It's a material that actually it soaks into the asphalt and it rejuvenates it. Asphalt is kind of like a new car. As soon as you drive it off the lot, you lose a lot of value out of it. And asphalt's that same way. Instantaneously, as soon as you put it down, it starts losing those top layers and it becomes more brittle. That Reclamite, if you put it down within the first year and then 4 years after that, it keeps the top piece more pliable. More ductile. It allows it to be more flexible and last longer. That's one piece.
And it extends it by how long?
They say about 50%. So we've been doing it not long enough for me to be able to say that, but those are the studies show that it extends the life of the pavement. Hey, if it gets another, 10, 15 years out of pavement, that is amazing, amazing cost savings. So,
by the way, I bet you're fun at parties.
Yeah, everybody runs from me. I don't know why. I'm not sure.
When you said this puts a smile on my face, I thought, oh boy.
I'm the only
people
one.
People are avoiding you. But okay, so that's the Reclamite. And then number two.
Okay, the number two, we're looking at a modified kind of a CRF. So it is something when the streets get to where they're almost where they have the potholes, the streets are starting to fail. That's where we are looking at a product kind of like a CRF. What that does is it fills in the holes. It allows, It allows the life of the pavement to really, that stuff has been amazing. We have yet to see all that it can do.
What does CRF stand for?
So really the key for that is going to be, it's got cement, it's got asphalt in it. It actually has more of this reclamite in it as well. So it actually, it goes down into the pavement and there's pavement chips. There's some limestone chips that go over the top of it. And if you look kind of on Summit, Evans, or some other streets in the downtown, you can go on our website for a map. Already we're seeing a lot of extension of life with that as an option.
Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Karch also tells Colleen Reynolds his asphalt and resurfacing proposal will appear for City Council consideration in the next budget cycle.